The best way to clear the air is to have it all out in the open. Harper Lee.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
By far, one of my favorite ways to use my essential oils is with my diffuser. It's just so much fun to pour your water in, add a couple drops of essential oil, press that button, and boom, you've got your entire room filled with the amazing, delicious scent of essential oils. There's so many benefits to diffusing and lots of ways that you can approach it. Today, we talked to essential oil educator Taylor Bolin, who uses oils for herself and her family every day to keep them well. We've got so many practical, easy tips for you to follow today. But first, I have to catch you up on my favorite oil from the past week. Every parent knows how hard it is to transition your kids to the new daylight saving time. That spring forward is great for so many reasons, but it is never easy on our kiddos. So to help them transition into easier sleep earlier in the day, I brought out what I call my Mega Sleep Blend. I've shared this blend before. It also lives in our DIY dugout, but it is by far my most powerful combination for inducing sleep ever. It takes 8 drops each of cedarwood, lavender, vetiver, valerian, northern lights, black spruce, pine, sacred frankincense, and cypress essential oil. Combine all those oils together in whatever empty 15 milliliter oil bottle you have lying around. Top off with a carrier oil and then put a metal roller ball on top. Roll it on the bottoms of feet or back of neck at bedtime. You could also omit the carrier oil and just simply use it as a diffuser blend as well. And speaking of our DIY dugout, let's pull a recipe out from one of our listeners. Today, I'm pulling out a recipe from Melissa Wright, who's on Instagram as m_oil_issawright. It is called the Autumn Spice Body Wash. To make the Autumn Spice Body Wash, you'll need 1 tablespoon castile soap, 1 teaspoon carrier oil, 1 teaspoon vegetable glycerin, and 2 to 3 drops thieves, orange, cinnamon bark, and nutmeg essential oil. Combine all ingredients in a shower-safe container, top with distilled water, and then lather away. Thank you so much for your recipe, Melissa. If you've got your own recipe to submit to our dugout, don't forget to email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
I'm here with Taylor Bolin. Taylor is a mom of 3, soon to be 4. She's a passionate essential oil educator who teaches others to switch out toxic products for healthier alternatives and take charge of their health. Taylor, it's wonderful to have you here with us today. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Taylor, I know that the way that you got started and found your way to essential oils had to do with your young baby at the time being sick. Can you tell us that story?
Yes. So my husband was teaching at the time and bringing home all the germs 24/7. And we had a little 3-month-old. She was constantly getting sick and it would go to her chest. The doctors would say, "We're not sure. Let's put her on this breathing treatment. Let's try this, try that." And I thought, I don't want all of this to just try. I want to see how can we prevent this. So my husband actually was more familiar with essential oils than I was at the time because his mom used them growing up. She didn't use them as comprehensively as we did, but when he would have an earache, they used tea tree. So he was really familiar with oils and actually suggested them. So once I started looking into them, I realized that this could actually be an alternative for us to help prevent instead of just treat. And then I dove right in and we have been using essential oils ever since.
I love that story, Taylor. I love when you can see the impacts that generations that have come before can have on the future generations. Like you said, even if it wasn't this super comprehensive passing down of all the essential oil knowledge in the world, just having that exposure in childhood to essential oils, I see could, really opened up your husband to this world of, these things exist. Let me give them a try. So that's just really cool to hear. So he sort of introduced them to you. You kind of took it and ran. You were using them a lot on your daughter. She was getting sick a lot during that time.
Yes. She was 3 months old. So I was trying to do research because she was still so tiny. So we diluted a lot and we had amazing results with it. And she wasn't getting sick after.
Oh, that's amazing. What oils do you remember? Like, did you want to share a little bit more about what oils you were using and how with her?
Sure. So because it went to respiratory, we were diffusing eucalyptus in her bedroom at night, and we would put lavender, and I used lemon and frankincense to help boost her immune system. And I went with the gentler oils since she was younger, and they worked so well for her.
That is awesome. So I love that this shift sort of happened later in your life a little bit. What's one of the biggest changes you noticed once you started incorporating essential oils into your life, not just with your daughter, but for all of you?
I would still say it was health overall for my whole family was the greatest change. It seemed we would pass a cold or something to each other once a month. And, you know, medicine is not prevention. So before oils, we'd wait until one of us got sick, take medication to help that illness or just basically mask the symptoms. Mm-hmm. But incorporating oils, it allowed me to take preventative action so we could make immune rollers and support our bodies naturally to keep our immune systems functioning at their highest level. And I honestly, at first, I was amazed. I couldn't even believe it. And now I'm still amazed every day at how amazing essential oils really are. And they really do work.
Yeah, I've been using them for 5 years and or six, I think, at this point. And still some days I'm just like, well, gosh, these things actually work. This is crazy. Like
exactly.
6 years later, I'm still like, well, that worked. Whoa, that's awesome.
Yes.
So, Taylor, I would love to start getting into diffusion with you. I know you love teaching people about diffusing essential oils and all the amazing benefits of that. So tell us exactly what is diffusion and why should we be diffusing essential oils?
Yes. So when we're diffusing, and I'm talking more of using an ultrasonic diffuser, which seems to be the most common and widely used for essential oils, it allows the oils to be atomized into a microfine mist by the vibrating plate that you see at the bottom of the diffuser. So this vibrates at such a high rate, the water is turned into a mist containing millions of microparticles that can disperse into the air using sound vibration instead of heat, which is key. The power of essential oils comes from the constituents it's made up of, and heating the oils can alter those. So using an ultrasonic diffuser helps to maintain the integrity of the oil and allows the therapeutic benefits to be fully preserved and dispersed throughout your home. And the microparticles can actually remain suspended in the air for hours after your diffuser even shuts off, so you're still reaping the benefits a long time after. There's really numerous reasons to diffuse. As you're diffusing, the oils are breathed in. They can reach nearly every system in the body, supporting respiratory health, immune system. They can help the body to relax or secrete endorphins, improve the balance of hormones and mental clarity. Researchers are continuing to gain so much knowledge, proving our emotional health has such a significant effect on our physical health, and our sense of smell is directly linked to our emotions and memories in the limbic system of the brain. So the sesquiterpenes in essential oils can increase blood oxygen levels, so that coupled with the scent can help the body to relax and release emotional blocks at the same time. Plus, it only takes between 20 to 30 seconds after inhaling the essential oil molecules to reach the olfactory and limbic systems where emotions and scents are processed. So it's truly remarkable.
Yeah, a few questions that come to mind from things you were just saying is you're talking about ultrasonic diffusers, which I think most people are familiar with, even if they don't know that's what their diffuser is called. If it's the kind of diffuser that you usually pour water into, put the essential oil on top of the water, and then there's that little tiny disc at the bottom that you don't even realize it's vibrating so much that it's kicking all those oils up in the air. That is in comparison to another popular kind of diffuser, but not as popular, I'd say, are the nebulizer diffusers. Do you have much experience with those?
I don't use them too often, but I do know that that's much stronger. You're using just the essential oil and you're not adding water, which can lead to amazing benefits as well.
Yeah, it's a little more concentrated. It uses more of your essential oil, and it's definitely I call it kind of the kick in the face type of diffuser. Like it's like, whoa, I'm really, really getting that in. So I know some people use that, especially for very targeted respiratory things. But as you said, you were using, and I probably wouldn't use that so much with kids, but you were using an ultrasonic diffuser with your baby, supporting her respiratory system. So it's just sort of a matter of preference, but it's something good to keep in mind if you're looking for a little more of a power punch diffuser, or maybe you live in like a super humid climate and you don't want to add any more moisture into your air. Those would be maybe some of the reasons you might want to try a nebulizer diffuser instead. So Taylor, one question I have is there an ideal timing when it comes to diffusion?
I would say starting out 30 minutes at first. You can set the timer on your diffuser, get used to the diffuser and the scent, because it will stay in the air. You can let it go longer. They even have diffusers that can last up to 12 hours. We were using the 12-hour setting for our daughter when she was sleeping to have respiratory support throughout the entire night.
Yeah, and I've heard some people argue that you shouldn't diffuse that long. I've seen that in a few different books where it'll say never diffuse for more than 30 minutes on and maybe 2 hours off. I mean, you see all sorts of different recommendations, and I never really followed those recommendations. I just tend to just sort of put my diffuser on and leave it on, and I've never had any sort of bag negative effects from doing that. I don't know if you've experienced the same thing. I know a lot of people that just kind of diffuse all day and they don't have any problems.
Right. Yes, I have my diffusers on all day too. And we have a cat and our cat does great with it. We've never had any issues at all diffusing, but
yeah. But the internet probably tells you you're going to kill your cat every day, right?
Yes, there's lots of controversy on that one. But as long as it's an open space and they can go where they want to go, they're fine.
Yeah, that's sort of my take on it as well. Well, great, Taylor. So getting more into the nitty-gritty of diffusing, what are some of the benefits of diffusing versus, let's say, using candles or potpourri or room sprays?
Well, a fundamental reason I diffuse is to cleanse the air in our home instead of just adding in the scent. So I've read that more than half the body's air intake over a lifetime is inhaled at home. And studies are now proving that indoor air quality is much worse than outdoors. Burning a candle can be equated to the same negative effects as secondhand smoke. And air fresheners contain phthalates, which mimic naturally occurring hormones in our bodies, wreaking havoc on our endocrine reproductive systems. Society as a whole, I feel like, is starting to become more aware of the ingredients placed in our everyday products. But what some may not even know is that if a product contains the word fragrance in the ingredients list, it's basically an umbrella term for maybe hundreds of chemicals that companies aren't required to disclose, since their specific fragrance is proprietary information. And it's hard to find a product these days that doesn't contain fragrance. So constant use of those products in our home creates extremely unhealthy air quality. But there's oils such as tea tree, lemon, eucalyptus, cinnamon. They've proven effective for coming in contact with bacteria cells, viruses, etc. when diffused, and can actually kill the live cells and eliminate the airborne germs instead of just masking a smell.
Mm-hmm. And it still smells amazing. That's my favorite thing about diffusing essential oils, is it's not just the health benefits that you're getting, and it's not just the fact that you are now not covering your room or your home environment with those phthalates and those. I mean, some air fresheners contain formaldehyde, all sorts of known carcinogens. So not only are you not putting those things in your air, and then you're also adding all the benefits of essential oils, but also it smells amazing. It's just so much fun. So for people that you know, kind of are clinging on to their Yankee candles and saying, no, I don't want to get rid of them. Like, I love this smell so much. What kind of advice would you have for them? And I know you have so many really fun recipes for people on your Instagram. Your handle's Oils and Fig. You run a beautiful account over there. So for people looking for recipes and connection, that's a great place to go. Do you want to share some tips or a few recipes perhaps?
Sure. One of my favorite scents is adding in 3 drops vetiver, 4 drops Northern Lights Black Spruce, and 3 drops bergamot. It's great during winter time. And then for that fall scented candle, I love to do 4 drops pine, 3 drops cinnamon bark, 2 drops orange, and 1 drop peppermint. But you can also experiment. I love just adding in a citrus and a floral for the springtime, and you don't have to change the water out in your diffuser either. You can just pop in more oils and enjoy the benefits.
Yeah, sometimes that's fun to experiment and be like, oh, I don't really remember what was in my diffuser before. Let me just throw this in. And then you get this concoction. You're like, ooh, that's a nice one, you know?
Absolutely. That happens to me all the time.
I love it. I love experimenting. It's just so much fun. You kind of feel like you're an alchemist. And you're like, I'm going to throw a little bit of like bergamot in or peppermint and throw this in. I don't even know what this smells like. I'm going to throw it in anyway. It's just so much fun.
Absolutely.
So, Taylor, if you could narrow down, let's say, your top 5 favorite essential oils of all time, what would they be and why?
First and foremost, my forever favorite is frankincense. I mean, what isn't this oil useful for?
Yeah, it's so good.
I love it. It has an earthy yet sweet aroma. It's almost addicting. It's steam distilled from the resin of the boswellia tree, so it's boasting so many incredible constituents to help to support the immune system, inflammation, healthy glowing skin, and it really uplifts the mood and relaxes the muscles. And in ancient times, it was actually considered more valuable than gold, and I can definitely see why. The other day, we started homeschooling for my oldest, and she's 5 in kindergarten now. She was just not understanding her math. My 3-year-old was not interested in tracing her letters. My 2-year-old wasn't napping. You know, one of those days.
One of those days.
Emotions, yeah. Yes, were just running high. So I stepped away. I grabbed my frankincense. I placed a few drops in my hands and created a little scent tent where I cupped my hands over my nose, took a couple deep breaths, rub the excess oil on my shoulders. I immediately felt calmer. It was a complete reset for my day, and I felt like I could actually handle the situation and continue on without a major meltdown.
Yeah. I've had so many reset moments with frankincense for myself and for other people. Just, all right, let's reset this moment and start again. I think we should nickname it the reset oil.
I agree. Yes. I have it diffusing right now as we speak.
Nice.
One of my favorite nighttime routines that I look forward to is just I place a roller top right on my frankincense. So after I wash and cleanse my face, I roll it on, and it's going to support the reduction of fine line and wrinkles, but you're also getting that relaxing scent right before bedtime. And I use it in a bedtime blend, actually, that I love. I do 4 drops frankincense, 4 drops copaiba, which I love to put in any blend because it enhances the effects of other oils while it's also really calming. And then 3 drops royal wine sandalwood, which supports a deeper sleep. So I love that blend at nighttime.
Yeah, that sounds super dreamy.
Yeah, frankincense is always a good choice.
All right, so frankincense is 1. What's 2?
That would be geranium. It's actually been called the poor man's rose oil since it has a lot of similar properties and uses as much at a much more reasonable price point. And I was not fond of the scent when I opened it up, and now I love it. It's myriad benefits, so don't give up on an oil if you don't love it at first.
Yeah, it's true. Geranium kind of hits you in the nose really, really strongly the first time you smell it.
Absolutely. Now I love it, and it just really lifts my spirits. I like to apply it to my wrists and behind the ears for emotional support. I even apply it to my underarms before applying deodorant to allow my natural deodorant to work better while still supporting proper drainage of the lymphatic system. And It's probably most popular for the beauty benefits by adding a few drops to your moisturizer or to your shampoo for your hair. My favorite use lately has been for detoxing after swimming in chlorine pools for the kids. Chlorine is known as a toxic element and can negatively affect thyroid function, which is a regulating hormone, causing a decrease in immune system function and sinus issues. And traces of chlorine can even be found in the tap water in our home. So really, it's a great practice for anyone, not just when swimming. So I like to apply geranium on the bottom of the feet after swimming. And I apply to the bottom of the feet because the pores on our feet are larger, allowing the oils to quickly absorb into the bloodstream. And there's no sebaceous glands on the bottom of the feet, which produce sebum and create a barrier for the essential oils to get through. So when you apply to the bottom of your feet, traces of the oil can be found throughout the entire body in roughly 20 minutes. And my kids used to get runny noses, act as if they had a cold after swimming. So since we incorporated geranium, we don't have that issue anymore.
That's a great tip. Thank you for sharing that. And also, I want to ask, you mentioned you put geranium on before you put your deodorant on, like right on the armpits. Is that what you're talking about?
I do. It just helps.
I've never heard that before. That's really cool.
I know some people use patchouli, and I like that one, but the scent is not the same for me, so I prefer geranium. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even I remember this one time thinking of the pool. We were at the pool with friends, and my friend's daughter had a nosebleed, and apparently she got them often, and I had my geranium with me, which is a hemostatic property oil, meaning it can stop bleeding. So we applied it over the bridge of her nose, and within a few seconds, bleeding completely stopped. She was back to playing. It really is, it's a powerhouse oil.
Yeah, you know, I think I've underestimated geranium in the past. You're like selling me on it. I'm going to have to incorporate it back and try. I want to try the deodorant trick too. Do you dilute it with the carrier oil, or do you just put it on neat?
I have before. I prefer it neat, but either way, you can do either way.
So cool. Awesome. Yeah. You're giving such great tips. So let's move on to your third favorite oil.
Okay, that would have to be Clary Sage. It is always at the top of my list. To me, this one just smells like a comforting cup of Earl Grey tea. I can't get enough. It's herbaceous with floral aromas, makes it a really calming oil, but it is an estrogen-like oil to support hormones. So it's not recommended during pregnancy. But once I'm not pregnant anymore, you bet I will be using it as soon as I can. But with it being an estrogen-like oil, it's wonderful to use for supporting hormones near the end of our woman's cycle. Estrogen levels start to drop, which makes it a perfect time to incorporate this oil to balance out those hormone levels, reduce PMS symptoms, and it supports the ovulation process when trying to conceive. And I love a drop on my wrist. I do that before bedtime. Helps me sleep like a baby. And it's also great for the skin, helps calm muscle spasms. If you get a splinter, you can actually add a drop of Clary Sage to help draw the splinter out. And it supports respiratory system. We put it in a cough blend that we make. I love it. And if you want to diffuse it too, I love it mixed with lime and nutmeg.
That sounds delicious. I've never tried that combination.
Yeah, it is. I love the scent. I've heard that some don't, but I love the scent of Clary Sage.
It's an interesting scent for sure. It's kind of hard to put your finger on it. Like, it's not woodsy. It's not floral. It's, I don't know what you call it.
I agree. I love it. I know that bergamot is supposed to be that is the Earl Grey scent, but for me, Clary Sage reminds me of a cup of Earl Grey tea. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good comparison for sure.
And then my fourth favorite oil is orange oil. It's hard for me to decide on a citrus. I love all citruses. Lemon's another incredible citrus, but orange is actually very similar with nearly the same amount of limonene, which is one of the constituents found in the rind of lemons and oranges, bringing us those immune-boosting properties. It's an uplifting scent. It brightens and freshens. Smelling orange literally transports me back to when I was a little girl. We would go visit my grandma every weekend. She had orange trees in her backyard, and when my sister and I played out there, that is all you would smell. So it brings back really sweet memories. I almost just feel revitalized when I diffuse it, and it pairs well with nearly any other oil. And since it's cold pressed from the rind when distilled, you don't have to worry about acidity, which is why I love it as a natural whitener for my teeth. You can add a drop to your toothbrush or toothpaste before brushing, but I found the best results adding one drop orange oil to my oil pulling routine, which is where I'll take a tablespoon of coconut oil and swish it around in my mouth for about 15 minutes, and I'll add in one drop of orange. And it helps to just pull the bacteria from your mouth, because the microorganisms in your mouth contain cells covered in fatty membranes. So since coconut oil is also a fat, they naturally come together, allowing us, in essence, to reach every microorganism in our mouth. And once you spit out the oil after swishing it around, all that bacteria is taken out with it. So many health benefits, especially since heart health and oral health go hand in hand. So you're supporting immune levels, plaque, gingivitis, heart health. I love it for that reason. And I have extremely sensitive teeth, and I've never had any issues adding the oil, which is a miracle for me.
I love that orange tastes so good as well, and that it's also got those brightening properties. It's such a diverse oil, and it's so happy. I don't know anyone who doesn't just feel happier when they smell an orange or orange oil.
I agree. We use it in our Monday morning pick-me-up blend all the time. We love it with 5 drops orange, 3 drops rosemary, 3 drops peppermint. It just gets us going and ready to start our week. I love it.
Nice. All right, Taylor, this is a great list. What is your 5th favorite oil?
Okay, lastly, I would have to say Idaho Blue Spruce. Mm. I love the tree oils. This one in specific has so many incredible uses. The scent alone is glorious. You feel like you're walking through a forest every time you smell it. But one of the major benefits of this oil is that, aside from rose oil, this one has the highest frequency of any other oil. So if you put it really simply, frequency is the electrical balance throughout our body. And every living thing has a frequency, including trees and plants. And if our bodies get overloaded with toxins, it can't cleanse properly. And then the endocrine system can't maintain the proper electrical balance. So it's fascinating. I've even been reading that quantum physicists are starting to do more research on the connection between frequency and overall wellness. They found that simply holding a cup of coffee lowers your frequency, and sickness starts to creep in when your frequency gets too low. So incorporating high frequency oils helps us to maintain overall well-being and balance in the body. So I love to apply a drop of the Idaho Blue Spruce directly on the crown of my head, which is associated with the pineal gland of the endocrine system, which can support hormone function and uplift your mood. And it's also really great for men's hormone support. My husband places a drop on his wrist every day, and he definitely notices a difference when he doesn't use it. And it can also be placed on the inner thigh before intimacy to help in that area. It contains high amounts of antioxidants known as monoterpenes that can boost the immune system. It supports pain relief. We love it in our kids' teething roller. We'll add that to their jawline. And we've just seen huge benefits from that oil.
I love this list. I think that it's a great starter set too. If you're someone that's maybe newer to essential oils and you're trying to get in, or maybe you've got kind of your basic, maybe you bought a starter kit and you're looking for something else to try next, frankincense, geranium, clary sage, orange, and Idaho Blue Spruce. What a powerhouse. Thank you so much for walking us through how you use those. I think that for someone listening, they're probably thinking, man, this girl's got it down. Like, they're just incorporating their oils into their everyday lives like butter. You know, it's just really easy. You make it sound so easy. But for some people, they're probably thinking, gosh, I'm never going to remember all this, or I'm going to do it wrong, or do I have to dilute this or not? I mean, some people really like the step-by-step instructions. And I find that a lot of people let that fear of not doing it, quote unquote, right, from letting them get started at all. So what advice would you have for someone who is just getting started, but that fear is sort of preventing them from just diving in and allowing their intuition to lead them?
I would just say oils don't have to be complicated. You know, set them out where you'll see them and use them. With oils, consistency is so key. You can create a simple immunity roller, keep that by your bedside, roll it on the bottom of your feet, down the spine before bed. I always recommend just keep a little glass jug or bottle of water next to your diffuser so you have everything you need to easily get it going right when you wake up. Even if you're only diffusing lemon every morning, you're helping to uplift your mood, support your immune system, cleanse the air with just that one simple oil that's also really inexpensive. And you can choose your favorite smelling oil, keep it in your pocket, or have it in your purse to keep with you. Pull it out, smell it throughout the day. You'll reap the therapeutic benefits while getting used to having oils with you and using them. So if you incorporate them daily in small, simple ways that don't make you feel overwhelmed, you'll start to see incredible results and realize you can continue adding more each and every day.
Taylor, this has been so wonderful. You've given us so many great tips and insights into how essential oils can really just be effortlessly put into your everyday life to give you all of those health benefits, keep you well, raise your frequency, raise your vibe, make your household that just nourishing place for everyone involved. So thank you so much for sharing all these tips with us. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just, what's one self-care practice you try to do every day to stay healthy?
For me, it would be quiet time in the morning before everyone wakes up. Whether I take time to journal or read a book, I just need that time. And it really sets the tone for the whole day.
It's so important. And it's especially when you have young kids. Like, how old is your oldest right now?
Yes, she's 5. So I'm going to about to have 4 kids, 5 and under.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that quiet time is so therapeutic, and you have to claim it for yourself for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, finally, Taylor, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
When it comes to living a more toxin-free lifestyle, I always suggest starting in the laundry room, ditching that chemical-laden laundry detergent for a natural alternative. The laundry detergent, it stays on our clothes we wear, the sheets we sleep in. It seeps into our pores over time. That alone can be a huge endocrine disruptor. So my daughter actually used to deal with really dry eczema-type patches. Once we made the switch to a cleaner laundry detergent, it was a night and day difference. So that small switch, it can make such a big impact.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, you got to start somewhere, and that is a wonderful, very tackleable place. I'm going to make up that adjective there. For people, the laundry room is a great starting place when you are switching to more clean products in your home. Well, Taylor, this has been fabulous. I highly recommend everyone go follow you over on your Instagram page at Oils and Fig. Is there anywhere else people should go to if they want to connect with you further?
I also have a website. You can go to theoilssociety.com and get in contact with me there too.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Taylor. You've given us great advice here today on the essential oil revolution. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I loved how many just practical everyday tips that Taylor was able to give today. I hope you found it helpful. I hope it encourages you to just incorporate those little bottles of magic throughout your entire day. There's so many uses. All it takes is a little bit of education and a little bit of consistency. You've got this. The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Come find me over on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. Over there, you'll find lots of helpful resources, links to all of our amazing sponsors. When you support our sponsors, you are supporting this show. Go find all of our information about our sponsors at revolutionoilspodcast.com/sponsors. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and share it with a few friends or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And don't forget, you can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. All you have to do is email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com, or you can find a form on our website. Just make sure it is an original essential oil recipe that you created and include your name, where you're from, or your website. Make sure you are subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and you can even tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it, which I think is pretty darn cool. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.